Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, Isaac Chavez on the board. Going to be a good day today. Don't go anywhere. Get that coffee. Get the donuts out. As we're going to talk to Don Helmick to get ourselves started, and then we're going to do a little blue chip basketball, right?
Yeah, exciting day. Old man Winter showed up today, huh?
Yeah, he's going to be around for a while, too.
Go over some scores from last night, Don. On the boys' side in the Hoosier Heartland, Clinton Prairie, big win over Carroll last night, 68-35 in a game you covered.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Gophers, they got off to a fast start and never looked back, and it was all downhill for them, man. They played outstanding basketball last night.
Delphi victorious over Eastern last night, 44-39, and the Rossville Hornets got a big win last night over Tri-Central, 69-66. That puts the Gophers and Taylor at front at 3-0 in the conference. Carroll is at 2-1, and the Hornets are coming along. They're back there at 2-3. We talked about last week they'd creep towards the top.
Yeah, and they're going to be a team. I still say by the time the tournament comes around and all his players become healthy, they're going to be a team you got to be careful about.
Rossville's always a tournament team, there's no doubt. In the Sagamore last night, Danville 73 over North Montgomery 30. Frankfort over Western Boone, 49-37. The Hot Dogs get another big win, Don.
Yep, I'm really, really happy about that.
That moves them to 5-7 on the year. Tri-West over Lebanon, 65-55. And that makes Danville and Tri-West top the conference at 3-0. Let's go back to Hoosier Heartland. I forgot a score the night before. Clinton Central, I think, played at Taylor on Thursday night. Taylor won that game 75-34. In the Hoosier division last night, Central Catholic beat Benton Central 66-49, and that ball game was tied at half, and so the Knights won big. LaPel over Hamilton Heights 77-63, and the Tipton Blue Devil, Don, 84-54 over Northwestern.
Yeah, next Saturday we're heading to Kokomo. We're going to cover that Tipton Kokomo game over at Memorial Gym in Kokomo.
That could be an outstanding ball game.
Yep. We think it will be.
I'm going to cover one game here in the Hoosier Crossroads, Don. I just want to throw a score out to you. Westfield 42, Hamilton Southeastern 27. That's 4A basketball. Either they're really good at defense or nobody can make a shot. I just kind of shocked at that score when I saw that last night.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy. That's not – somebody's not shooting well.
In Hoosier Heartland last night in the girls' division, Carroll – big over Clinton Prairie, just opposite of the boys' game. Carroll 62, Clinton Prairie 25.
Man, they're on a roll themselves. I know they got beat by McCutcheon. Their three losses are all by bigger schools, 4 and 3A schools. They actually had McCutcheon down and let him get away.
Yes, they did. The Rossville Hornets got another win last night. They beat Tri-Central 46-33. And Thursday night, we're going to talk to Coach here in a minute, Clinton Central beat Taylor in a big way, 79-38. Sheridan was over Speedway, 61-42. So that puts Carroll at the conference at 6-0, Clinton Central 5-1, Sheridan 4-1, so there's still a few ball games left to play. See what happens there. In the Sagamore in the girls' division last night, Danville over North Montgomery, 68-23. Southmont 56, Seager 31. Tri-West over Lebanon, 37-31. And Western Boone, 49, Frankfort 36. Don, talk about your Hot Dogs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the girls are, I think, about to turn the corner. They played very, very well against Rossville. They played well again last night. Matt Crawford has his girls actually playing some pretty decent basketball, and he's excited about the end of the season, thinking that he can pick off a couple teams coming down home.
And maybe Tuesday night, the Gophers come to town, and I'll be a big county rival. See what happens. The Gophers are struggling. They've had some girls hurt, and they're back, but they're just not in sync. And last night you could see that at Carroll, so probably be a good matchup Tuesday night at Frankfort.
Yeah, Everett Case, how can you not want to go there and watch some basketball?
So in the Hoosier Conference last night, Benton Central 79, North Judson 33, Frankton 75, Tipton 14, Don. Rensselaer 68, West Lafayette 60, and Twin Lake 65 over North White 22. I think we got Coach Helmick on the line.
Coach, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to Inside the Huddle. Thanks for calling in. And, man, your girls are, like, rolling right now, and there's not too many people, like, getting in your way.
Well, before we get started, if you need any help at that Kokomo-Tipton game next Saturday, I am definitely available. You know, just keep that in mind.
I'll talk to Carl.
You know, I think I could do as good as Carl. We've won our last two games against teams that, you know, just they're just not as strong as maybe they have been in the past. But we won both games, one by almost 30 and one by 40, and we just didn't feel we played that well. We're kind of concerned right now about our defense to some degree. We worked on that a lot last night. So you don't know if you go into those games and it's, you know, you're overlooking them because the kids look at, you know, you got all these records and everything posted everywhere you can find now on the internet. So do they go in overlooking the team? Was the Taylor game, because they may have scored more points in that game than they've scored in most of them, was that due to the fact that, you know, it was moved from Friday to Thursday? You know, I don't know. We're going to find a lot out today, but, you know, I've never had a 40-point win and then leave like, man, I just don't know.
Well, you know, your team, we just looked up, ranked sixth in defense in the state of Indiana, Jamie?
Yeah, the whole state.
But my question to you is that, you know, you're heading down the end of the season. I think, maybe next week is the sectional draw. And your girls have been playing very, very hard from the beginning to the end. Does the season start wearing people down a little bit mentally and physically?
I think so. And we talked last night that, you know, going into this five-game spell, I mean, we know right now, you look at the way the draw has went for the sectional, we know right now the past is probably what's going to happen again, and we're going to draw faith first game. So we're going to have the same last five games that we had last year in the same order. Mm-hmm. And last year we went into this five-game set 15-3, and we finished 16-7. Our last five games we went 1-4. We got the same games coming up in the same order, and, you know, we talked about how here's what we did last year, here's how we finished, here's where we are this year, how are we going to finish? So, you know, we wanted to slap them in the face a little bit to say that, hey, you know, we were pretty good at record-wise at this point last year, and we're in the same spot, basically. You know, we got a couple more wins, a couple less losses, but we're in the exact same spot as we were last year ending the season, and you know, even though today's game doesn't have any meaning on anything except record, it has a lot of meaning mentally and thanks to both teams. And I think, you know, the way Faith came in here and beat us last year on that last second shot, I think that give them a little bit more confidence going into the sectional, and that's what we're trying to eliminate this year.
Well, the last game you play in the regular season is against Sheridan. We were trying to get out there to cover it, but we were not allowed to go because Sheridan's network is going to be there. And but that's a kind of an...
Even though it's at our place, you can't go?
No.
What if we want to invite you?
Yeah, we'd love to be out there.
The TV is from the same place, so
yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But... that's kind of the start of the tournament, you can say, because that's a big ball game. It separates you from second place solo, and so the tournament really starts on that day, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we hope it separates us second place. I mean, you know, again, as you mentioned, Rossville's getting better, and I've not been here long, but I've been in the area that you know, you play Rossville and Clinton Central and some of these other schools, and you can just throw out the record. So we know that's going to be a tough game as well, and we hope it sets us up for, you know, the Sheridan thing. And you know, all you know, you got Tri-County who just beat Caston, who's number one in the state. Then you got Rossville, and then we end it with Sheridan. And you know, and Sheridan, you know, we win that game last year, and we're co-conference champs. So, you know, on top of everything else, getting ready for sectional, there should be a little bit of extra motivation for these upcoming games, because, you know, A, they're conference, two of them, and B, we didn't beat these teams last year.
Hey, Coach, you play this afternoon at Faith Christian, 2 o'clock. Let's talk about that ball game a little bit. I think Faith has had...
It's 2:30.
It got,
there was a whole scheduling thing, but Yeah, it's 2:30.
Okay.
For whoever's listening.
Faith Christian, they've got a couple really good ball players. One of them was hurt earlier in the year. Is she back yet?
Trinity Wilburn is out for the year.
Okay.
She tore her ACL over the summer. They have some freshmen that have stepped in, and they actually just got one back Thursday night. So, you know, all of our scouting over their last three or four games didn't include her, and now she's back. So we're going to look at some stuff this morning that we did last night to kind of prepare for her as well.
Well, looking over the Faith Christian games here recently, they're 1-6 in the last six ball games, but, man, they've played some competition. Twin Lakes, 3A, Crown Point, 4A, Mount Vernon, 4A, Fort Wayne, Northrop, 4A, and then Delphi the other night.
Yeah, I mean, you look at their record, and you cannot, absolutely not look at that and think that's how they are. I mean, they're much, much, much better than their record. And when you have the Layton girl, I mean, you're always going to have a chance to win a game just because of the way she plays and how she makes everybody else better.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about, I'm not going to talk about Carly. We always talk about Carly and Sarah. Let's talk a little bit about Riley Dillinger and Emily Long coming off the bench for you.
You know, Emily Long has given us a huge lift. She'll go in there, she'll rebound. You know, you tell her to go through the wall, she's going to go through the wall and not ask questions. You know, she's just starting to understand that, you know, there's more to being a good basketball player than scoring. I think that has been a problem with a lot of high school kids coming from junior high to high school is, you know, they think that if I score the most points, I'm the best player or whatever. But, you know, she's starting to accept the fact that, hey, you know, if I just do what I'm asked and play the role that I'm asked, things work out pretty well. I mean, in the game at, I think it was Blackford, you know, she kind of flew under the radar. She stayed block to block, and I think in that game she had 10 points and we scored 40. And, you know, she's usually good for six or seven rebounds and you know, she's going to battle. And Dellinger, you know, right now she's still a little unsure of herself as far as handling the ball, but she goes in and gives us some good minutes defensively. And you know, she doesn't hurt us when she's on the floor. And when you need to give a minute or two break to Carly or Erica Robbins or, you know, any of those, it's good to know that you can put someone in and you know, they're not going to score 20 points for you, but they're also not going to hurt you.
When we watched you play against Eastern a week ago, that's the thing that sticks out the most with your basketball team, and that is your girls are unselfish, and they all play a certain role, and they all seem to be okay with the role they play in, knowing that, you know, Carly and Park and Sarah is going to be the gals that stir the drink, but they do their thing underneath themselves too. They attack the basket. Talk a little bit. We don't talk a lot about Landry Whiteman. Talk a little bit about Landry.
Well, Landry is, you know, someone that, for whatever reason, didn't play the last 2 years and definitely wish she would have because she'd be a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, she stepped in. She wasn't able to get to a lot of summer stuff. So, I mean, really, October was the first time she had really touched the basketball since her freshman year. And it's been, you know, some growing in confidence, and you know, she'll play defense for you. She actually is one of our top three rebounders for someone her height. She's always in there, which I asked the other night. I said, why is she in the rebounding? And she's not. You know, so Landry's going to get in there, and you know, she kind of, I guess we could say she's kind of, no one's going to know this but us, but she's kind of like the Dennis Rodman where, you know, she just figures out a way to go where the ball's going to go. She gets those rebounds, and, you know, and she's the one that sometimes teams forget about, and she'll get that, you know, she's getting 4 to 6 points a game, and usually it's on a fast break or she slips and they forget her, and most of her shots are coming from the block, which is amazing that she's 5'3", and she's scoring on the block.
Coach, we don't talk about your younger girls coming up. How are your lady Bulldogs out there on the elementary and middle schools going?
The elementary, we have a total of 24 girls this year between 5th and 6th grade. We started with Kyle Rule. We started back in September working with 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2 days a week. We ran that the whole summer, or the whole first semester. And then we're continuing it on one day a week with first, second, third, because we had some fourth graders that are playing with the fifth grade. So they'll continue that. And we've actually worked with volleyball, and we're going to do a Sunday afternoon for that age group where they'll come in for about an hour and do some basketball, and then the next hour they'll do some volleyball. So, you know, that's going in the right direction. And then, you know, seventh and eighth grade, we're still struggling a little bit on numbers. The kids we have want to play. There's some good athletes there. Unfortunately, right now we're at about 15 kids between the two teams. So it's enough to make sure everybody gets a lot of playing time, but you get an injury or something you're looking at maybe combining or having to figure out what you're going to do about some games. But, you know, the kids we have are kids that, you know, want to play, and they're very athletic. We've got good coaches in each of those levels. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to get better and not have everybody's thinking we're going to have a huge drop-off next year. And, you know, we may, I don't know. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going to have kids that want to work, and they're going to continue to want to get better. And, you know, I've always thought winning breeds winning, and, you know, we're doing a pretty good job. So hopefully that will get some more kids interested.
Well, last week we talked to Cale Morris, and he was talking a lot on the younger schools, right, Jimmy, about dads coaching their sons and how sometimes that's not always a good thing to going on.
Yeah, well, just Coach Morris, it was Coach down at Rossville. They're going through that transition up there, you know, elementary school. You got to have a lot of parents helping and then switching it up and changing things. And then sometimes if he's talking about, if you got a really good coach, he can coach the wind, you know, just on, you know, doing things. And maybe they're not, you know, developing the way they need to. But definitely Coach Morris was talking about got to hit the basics and a lot of fundamentals at those age groups, because it will show at varsity level if they don't do that.
Yeah, I've never been a big proponent of, you know, fathers, mothers coaching their kids. You know, we've got two at the high school, and quite honestly, Jeremy Robbins might be the first coach I've ever been around that, you know, he'd just soon sit his daughter out than play her half the time. So he's so hard on her. You know, and Josh Davison is just wonderful with, you know, Carly. He kind of stays out of it. And then in our seventh and eighth grade, we have no parents coaching. And our sixth grade coach isn't a parent of a child. And fifth grade, we do. But, you know, so right now, from that standpoint, at least from fifth grade and up, we're in a pretty good position. Now, you know, the first, second, third, Kyle Rule and a couple are helping out that are parents. But at that age, with as busy as we are in a small school, you got to rely on them, and you just got to hope they're going to be there for the right reason, the team instead of only their players. And right now I feel we've got a good set of parents that help.
Coach, are you when you season started out, everybody sets goals, are you where you thought you'd be, or are there still you still got some improvement to go?
You know, going into it, we had, you know, Rossville, who we didn't know, or not Rossville, but Rochester, who we didn't really know anything about, that we added. You know, the holiday tournament, we didn't know anything about any of those teams, just what last year's records and stuff was. And then, you know, the Lebanon team, you just never know. They're so athletic. So I figured at this point in the season going in, we would be somewhere, you know, similar to last year, 14, 15 wins. I didn't think we'd be 18-1. So, you know, from some degree, we've overdone what the goal was. But, you know, our main goal is at the end of the year to be playing your best. And, you know, I guess we'll find out here the next couple of weeks how that is going. And then to make that Sheridan game, the last game of conference, whoever it is, to make it meaningful. So, you know, we're in a position that it's not going to be for first place, but we're in a position where, hey, it is going to be meaningful. It's going to hopefully be between second and third, and even if we slip up against Rossville, we beat Sheridan, then we tie for second. So, you know, that game's going to have some extra meaning to it, and that's what you want from that last game of the year. It's going to be our senior night, so it's going to be a little bit more emotional, and then we want to get to the championship game of the sectional. You know, you can't win it until you're in it. So our goal is to get in it. You know, so I guess we're a little bit in front of where we thought we would be, but, we still got two goals in front of us that we can still achieve.
Hey, Coach, not looking too far ahead, but talk a little bit about your girls and what they think about their opportunities are this year and the unknowns of taking this Central program to maybe where they've never been before.
Well, we've got a few that was on that softball team 2 years ago when we got beat by Rossville in extra innings, and Rossville goes on to semi-state and gets beat, and they those girls are like, man, that could have been us. We're so close.
Yep.
And we talk about the way the regional is now. There's a 33% chance that you get one of the top teams in the state, but there's 66 that you get a team that may not be as good as you based on the teams that feed into our regional. So our mindset is, and the way the girls are talking is, if we do what we're capable of, we've got just as good a shot as anybody else to go to semi-state. When you get to semi-state, anything can happen.
Exactly.
But they also know that, I tell them probably this every practice. Just because you want something doesn't mean you're going to get it. There's a lot of things I want, and I don't have them. We don't want them to think, well, gosh, we're 18-1. Teams are going to just roll over for us because they're not. And they're going to find that out the next five games because, we've got some solid opponents coming up. The Blackford game did a lot for us. Blackford was ranked 10th. They were ranked 6th to start the year. They're a solid team. They were 22-2 last year. They graduated a few kids. They're still ranked in the top 12, I think, in 2A. But, that was a game going in that we just didn't know. We hadn't seen them a lot. They had a couple shooters. They had a pretty good big. And like we talked last week, that was one of those games that they slowed it down. They just lost to LaPel, who's really good, 38-36. So they're a team that slows it down. And I just didn't know how we were going to be able to play because a lot of times we take the mindset we're just going to let you score and we're going to outscore you. Well, Blackford took a lot of time off of the clock, so we didn't get as many possessions. So we had to take advantage of our possessions. So that was a good thing about that, and I think that kind of opened the girls' eyes to, hey, we might be pretty good. So that's kind of where we're at, I guess.
Well, Coach, we really enjoyed talking to you this morning. The best of luck this afternoon. Make sure you come back with a big W, and we'll try to get you back on here very, very soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Don Helmick of the Lady Bulldogs of Clinton Central. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Castor State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.